12th of September 2009, and it's 4:26 a.m. Can I please ask you for your full name, date of birth, and where you come from?
My full name is Caroline Hamilton, although most people call me Caro. My date of birth is 21st of March 1973, and I'm from London.
How do you feel?
At the moment, I feel a kind of mixture of nervousness, excitement, and I guess quite a lot of caffeine is sort of running through my veins in a bit of a jittery way due to the time of day. So, I'm not really prepared for this, being a plus one here to support. So it's something I really wanted to do, though, so I'm kind of glad that fate has given me this opportunity.
You had applied anyway.
I had applied. I applied ages ago. Well, when the applications first opened, but I remember going to visit some very good friends of mine in Paris who now live there, and a friend of mine who knows what I'm like and who knows that I'm always up for doing something different sat me on her sofa and said, "Have you seen this? They're getting people to apply for the plinth. Oh, you can't apply yet, but when you can, you should do it, you should do it." So that's how I heard about it, through a sort of friend who knows what I like.
Why did you want to take part?
I'm a big person on sort of celebrating a moment and trying new experiences that might absolutely terrify me. But equally, it feels like a once in a lifetime experience. I'm totally passionate about London. I'm born and bred Londoner, and I just love everything London offers. Even, you know, being out tonight, being completely sober on a Friday night in London and seeing some real sights, but it's such a magnificent city. I really love it. So partly it was because I feel it's my roots, and partly it was because I feel I'm quite a creative, arty person as well. I really like modern art, things that challenge. I don't know, I've got some friends at work who, when I said I was coming up to the plinth tonight, they sort of went, "Oh, God, I wish they'd just put a statue on it. It looks so messy at the moment." And I don't understand that. I just think it looks great. It's such a great thing. Every time I go past on a bus, I peer out the window on my way home and see who's doing what up there.
Whereabouts in London did you grow up?
I grew up in West London, in Ealing, and lived there for years, and now I live in southeast London, where my mum's from originally as well.
What was Ealing like as a child?
Very quaint and leafy. nice, lovely part of town. Still got family there, lots of friends there. Don't go back as often as I probably should, but good place to grow up.
What did your parents do?
My dad was in banking, and my mum originally was in banking. That's how they met, and then following that became sort of a mum really, and then had jobs to fit in around bringing up me and my brother. So quite a traditional background, I think.
What path did you take after school?
I went to university in Nottingham and studied a course which sort of was quite a media related course, film related course, and I decided at that point I really wanted to get on into media and film production, and worked my way up by making lots of tea and work as a producer now myself. So I've kind of achieved one little goal in my life, but there's still lots to achieve, I think.
What does an average day at work entail for you?
Lots of coordinating, lots of scheduling. It's fast and furious. But I don't think I'd like to work in a job which is the same old every day. I kind of like meeting people, solving problems, and it's just a stimulating environment to work in, really.
What was it about it that drew you into that field?
I'm not totally sure. I kind of just had this ambition to get into a film-related environment to create something, and I don't see myself as a director, so I thought I'm more of a coordinator. I really sort of like making things work for people, solving problems, and that's what you do. You turn into a bit of a mother hen when you're a producer.
When you're not at work, what do you like to do?
I never like to rest. I'm really bad at doing nothing, which is going to be quite bizarre on the plinth for me, because I'm going to be a little bit like a caged animal, I think. I like to keep busy. I go to lots of galleries. I like watching films. I like music. I do lots of gigs. I go to festivals. I go camping. I study, done some sort of evening classes and stuff. It's a bit of everything, really. I'm big on my travelling around Britain and finding obscure places to go to. Quite like my archaeology, sort of monumental sort of the side of Britain, things, landmarks really, which I guess this ties into as well.
What parts of Britain do you like?
Remote, obscure places. I mean, the last few places I've been on holiday to have been sort of the Outer Hebrides and the Orkney Isles and places like that, where there's one ferry a day to each of the islands and you can sort of hop your way around, and average population is about 50 on an island, that sort of thing. Yeah, sort of remote places, really.
What is it that intrigues you about these places?
I don't know, I suppose when I was a little kid, the very first thing I ever wanted to be was an archaeologist. And when I got to 30, I had a early midlife crisis, and I decided that I had a burning ambition to do it, so I would learn to be one. So I did 4 years of evening courses and trained and dug and spent a lot of time in big holes, basically, with muddy fingernails, and just saw some weird and wonderful things, really. Learned a lot, and I suppose it continues through into my own life as well. I do a lot of going to places. If I'm in an area that I don't know, I'll sort of check it out and find out what there is to see. But I suppose it's so different to my average life as well, because when you're a Londoner, although we live in a greatly sort of historical city and there's so much to do and constantly you're bombarded with opportunities, it's sort of rare that you get the opportunity to have sort of big expanse of space and peace and quiet. So I suppose that's what I sort of fill my holiday time with, as opposed to London times busy and hectic, holiday times for just completely getting away from everything.
Do you go with anyone or do you go alone?
Weirdly, I usually go alone. It's partly been circumstance and partly just because I know that I've got these interests and not everyone has them. A couple of friends at times will come with me, especially on the smaller trips, but the Orkneys I did over Easter, and that was 10 days on my own, just hopping about on boats and just sort of walking, really. A bit bizarre, but I like it.
You said you follow quite a lot of modern art.
I do. I'm a member of Tate, so basically I don't only go to the Tate Gallery, I do go to other galleries, but I do make a point. In fact, I've already been tonight on my way home. That endorses it, doesn't it? I went to the Tate Modern tonight on my way home. Went to see the Futurism exhibition. Went home, power napped, came out again, as you do on an average Friday.
Who are you with tonight?
Tonight I am here with my friend Jeff McQueen, who is currently standing on the plinth, which makes me laugh because I'm not meant to be here doing this. So it's going to be quite a bizarre changeover up there. I'm not quite sure how many changeovers like this you've had before. This is maybe a first. But yeah, here I am stepping in last minute.
What do you think? Like to gain from your hour?
Maybe. I'm really not knowing what to expect. I'm a little bit anxious about heckling, but you know, so be it. I feel a little gutted that I haven't prepared anything, but I might just take the hour as a calm hour, which, you know, so be it. I might do a crossword. I like doing a crossword, so I've pinched Jeff's crossword book, so I think I'll do that.
Had you previously had any thoughts as to what you might do?
Yes, I had. In my head, though, I wouldn't be doing this in night time, so it kind of threw me a bit when he said that he was doing his at night. I wanted to originally get on the plinth during the day and try and order as many things, like maybe try and order a pizza to the plinth and just see how much stuff I could get delivered to the plinth, see who was game to do it and who wasn't. I was thinking of doing that. I can't remember, I had quite a few different ideas and I can't actually remember any of them now. So when I was sat in the next room, I was thinking, I did have ideas, what was I going to do? Yeah, that kind of thing.
Is there anything you'd like people watching you up there to gain?
I'm not sure they will. I think a lot of people who I've watched on the site, because I have followed it, seem to have thought things through, and a lot of them, either it's sort of quite a deep personal experience for them, or they're doing it and they're fighting a cause or bringing awareness to a cause. And I hope it's not a wasted hour, because I haven't actually, being ill prepared, got a stance, so to speak, other than being on the plinth and watching the sunrise over my favourite city in the world, so, which is a bonus. I'm going to have the best view of Dawn ever.
Have you ever done anything like this before?
No, never. Not like this. Not appeared in front of the camera, so to speak. I don't normally get in front of the camera, behind the camera.
Will you tell people tomorrow?
Yes, I actually updated my status on Facebook before I came out to say, oh, I'm excited about spending the night at the plinth. But everyone knows that that meant supporting someone, so this is going to be a bit of a bizarre one. My mum knows I'm here, she knows that I'm here supporting my mate Jeff, but she will be a little surprised when I say, keep watching the hour afterwards. It'll be amazing. I'm looking forward to it now. I feel a bit calmer.
What's home life like for you at the moment?
Busy. Very hectic. I have a very hectic life. I seem to never have my feet on the ground at the moment. I think this is my first weekend in London for about 2 months as well. So I've just every weekend being either at a festival or at a wedding or doing something else, some sort of other obligation. So this weekend is the one that I'd sort of set aside to be in London. So it was obviously meant to be.
Have you got any plans?
I'm actually going to sleep tomorrow, or today I should say. And then on Sunday, I am going up to the South Bank to catch the end of the Lord Mayor's show with the fireworks, and I've got tickets to go to a gig tomorrow night at the Festival Hall. So hopefully I'm going to combine everything together and see some fireworks and see some music.
What gig are you going to
see? I am going to see a singer called Emiliana Torini, who, despite her very Italian-sounding name, is Icelandic. I think she's Icelandic-Italian. And I discovered her on a trip to Iceland last year. See, I only like to go to cold places. and she's got the most amazing voice, just absolutely haunting. She seems to be pretty sort of barking mad like Bjork, but in a very lovely, sane, barking mad way. She's just a wonderful singer. So I'm going to see her, chill out with some friends, talk about this probably. I think I'm going to be dining out on this for a little bit of time. And that's it. That's my weekend. A weekend in London. Yeah.
Where does your passion for London come from?
I don't know. I'm not one of these highly sort of nationalistic type of people, but I think out of all my friends that I know who live in London at the same time, I really do use the city to its full. A lot of people just sort of sit at home, watch telly and stuff like that, and everything that is on that is different, or art or music, culture, anything and everything, I will just get out and do. I do really, really make the most of the city. You know, if I have a weekend in London, I'll be at a gallery or a museum or doing something different. There's just so much that it offers. And I don't know, I think Londoners get a really bad press at times, you know, that we're rude and pushy and unfriendly and uncommunicative and all those type of things. And I don't think we are. I think, sure, if you go into the centre of town, you know, it's hustle and bustle and it's not pleasant. But I think if you really chat to people, you get some absolute angels. Yeah.
Do you have any hopes or inspirations for the future?
Yeah, I think like the big ones of life, to sort of be content and happy. I'd love a family at some stage. Just, you know, those kind of like big plans, but not immediate. Especially not in the next hour. I don't think so, other than thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you and good luck up there.
Cheers.